understand. See that white heron there? And the guru points towards a white crane-like figure. And go to the poor thing and chant Hare Krishna in his ears, and you will see what will happen. So this disciple, let us call him Mohan, goes to the white heron. Is it heron? On the lawn, it says, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And when he completes the whole mantra, the heron falls down, death. I know it didn't work. This is a killing mantra. So he goes back, reports the experience to his spiritual master, and the spiritual master says, I beg you, before you stop this sacred practice, you don't understand what it really does. Go to this newborn calf, the cow has just given birth to it, and chant the Maha Mantra in his ears, and you will see something extraordinary. So he goes, there's a beautiful little calf, and he chants softly, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. When he is finished chanting, the calf looks in his eyes and dies. My God, it's worse than I thought. So he goes back, Mohan goes back, and the guru pleads with him. We have such a long-lasting relationship. This Maha Mantra is all what I have given you. I request you to make one more experience and you will understand everything. The king has just given birth to a child. He tried for 15 years. Now he is successful. Go to the prince and chant the auspicious Maha Mantra into his ear. Mohan says, I give him, he's so good. My spiritual master means well, I know. He goes, but he returns back. He says, the guards won't let me in. This young prince is highly guarded, as he's in a security tract of the palace. No, you go again, says the guru. You say, I sent you. And you also tell it to the king and the queen. And they will let you go and pronounce the auspicious Maha Mantra to the young prince. So he does this. He goes in. He passes all security. But the king and the queen with three lens bearers come with him into the chamber where the newborn happily squeaks around. Yak, yak, and so on. So the disciple really takes all his courage together. I mean, there must be other causes for the death of the heron and the calf. And he pronounces the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra one time. The prince looks at him and immediately dies. At this moment, the grieving king and the grieving queen just jump on the person, on Mohan, wrestle him down, they call for the lance spear, bring him, take him out of the palace, bring him before the gates of the palace, and there give him a very slow and painful death. Torture him. So as Mohan is brought out of the room, all of a sudden, everyone is surprised how out of the body of the prince comes a divine being, bows down before Mohan and says, thank you, thank you, thank you. I had obtained a very high level of Krishna consciousness and I was on my way back home, back to Godhead. But then I did sadhu ninda. I offended one great Vaishnava. And he told me, you will be born three times. And when there is someone who chants, but there will be someone who chants the holy name in your ear. So I first came back as the white heron, a bird. And I was thinking, how long do I have to stay as a white heron? You know, eat fish for my maintenance. And I was so happy when Mohan came and released me from that curse. Then I was immediately taking birth as a calf. Oh, I would have spent so long as a cow and just say moo, 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 moo. Quite boring. But Mohan again released me from the curse. And then I came in the most cursed existence. The body of a sense gratifier. A prince. But by the power of the sadhu's blessing and the holy names, I was released from this terrible problem. So, Mohan understands everything, goes to his guru and says, and the reports, and the guru said, I couldn't tell you, but I was informed. My deity spoke to me in a dream about this. Do you now understand when you chant, there's something with your, what your ears and which your mind register, but that's only 0.001% of what's going on in reality. There's something, there is a divine, divine event going on. You are preparing yourself to revert your cycle of birth and death, you go in the other direction, and you actually go in the direction of divine love. This is what happens. You're going in that direction, and so on. I think this is something which Yagya Purusha Prabhu wanted to share with us. He was in great... can we say anxiety or maybe upheaval, inner excitement or inner upheaval, you know. But he chanted. Something else went on which he didn't know, and it came at 5:05 on his mobile telephone, his BlackBerry American super modern mobile telephone, you know. I must tell you really that I want to with this little story tell you, continue chanting. Now your mind and now your senses perceive something, and you tell great adventures of your spiritual life. This is all well and good and it's nice, but there's something entirely different going on. You are hauled in by the Supreme Personality of Godhead through the Prabhupada's mercy has extended to us, Krishna sent Prabhupada who gave us this mantra, and now we are hauled in. Is this a proper English? We are reeled in, and we don't see the rope. We don't see what's happening. And we say, oh, this Maunavrata, oh, this 64 rounds, oh, you couldn't pay me $20,000. You could pay me $20,000. I wouldn't go to these torturous japa retreats, you know. But whenever the Hare Krishna chanting is going on, something else is going on, which we don't yet understand because we are a little bit covered still by the material energy. The second thing is, is a little subtle spiritual point. I make the subtle point and then the easy point. You are not the real seer. You are the one who is seen by Krishna. You are not the real understander, the one who understands something. Krishna understands everything. He is the only subject, and you are an object to his vision. He does something, he plans something, which we are not yet aware of. But there is something which we can do, something which touches the Lord's heart so that he will reveal himself. I liked very much how our Dulal Chandra presented something. It's a service proposal. Dulal Chandra has a service program here on this card. Go the road of service. This is how you, how we who don't see anything can be seen a little bit more. Krishna will look at us more when we do service, and he will reveal things more when we do service. Service offered through the channel of our exalted spiritual master. I very much like Giriraj Maharaj's presentations because he gives a lot of emphasis on that point, and that might be a mission which our Giriraj Maharaj has. When we see him walking in, he will bring his Prabhupada Murti, and we immediately, oh my God, Prabhupada is very, we immediately become, oh, very, very good that you brought him. Thank you for bringing him in our life again and again. Very good. Very good. Let us offer service. And I want to really say something. I really feel Prabhupada had served the holy name. He came and he brought the holy name to New York. And sometimes there were people who were mentally troubled. It was the hippie world. And Prabhupada, he was once asked, can you help me? And Prabhupada said, chant Hare Krishna, that's all I have. That's what he brought, really. This is how his movement started in Tompkinson Square Park or in New York. He sat there and chanted. That's his what he offers. I heard once that he said, that was in a letter to us in Germany who translated his books. The books are there to convince people to chant. It's this chanting which forms the essence of the movement, which he didn't call the Vedanta movement although Srimad Bhagavatam is so good, the Srimad Bhagavatam movement, or he called it the Hare Krishna movement. And I really want to recommend you, don't try to see God, but try to serve in such a way that he sees you. And I really therefore want to request you to become servants of the holy name by spreading it. Please tell your people with whom you associate in your hometowns about the chanting of the holy name. Why not make small japa retreats or japa evenings in your home where you just invite people and read some appropriate literature and discuss the literature and then chant? Why not become preachers of the holy name? Please don't say you are too shy to do this. Are you too shy to speak to someone? No, you have friends to whom you speak. Why not speak about the holy name? And in this way, create a culture which can go on. And I'm really convinced if the Hare Krishna movement finally becomes the Hare Krishna movement, chanters of the Hare Krishna mantra, there will be an effulgence of the movement, which will attract many sincere souls. And I really request you, you are now Japa Retreat Level 3, please, please, please spread the knowledge or whatever worked for you in an authentic way in your neighborhood, and then spread the good name, and then it will be very easy also for the Japa Retreats to go on, because the Japa Retreats need people who come there to take it. You know, if we have 60 people, if we have many more Japa retreats, if we have supporters, if Madonna says, I like Japa, here, 20 million, no problem, everything is easy. But it requires that you, first of all, become happy chanters, Kanamrita told me a new American motto. If you are happy, tell it to your face, he told me. You know, when you are happy with Krishna consciousness, if it works, you will beam. Mm-mm. Sometimes journalists ask me, what is the secret of your smile? I want to learn it so that I don't get fired in my profession in TV. And I say, it comes from the inside, I guess. It's not a muscular trick of the facial muscles. So Krishna consciousness must come from the inside, my dear devotees. Therefore, I request you to do two things. Become good chanters, make an effort to do that, and then speak about the holy names. Make initiatives in your places where you are and spread it so that it becomes a culture of the holy name, and then everything will go easy, because this is the Yuga Dharma. This is what you do in the age of Kali. And Krishna says, Dharma Rakshiti Rakshitaha. He who protects his Dharma is protected by Dharma himself, by Dharma itself. Huh? So this is what I would like to say. It's inconceivable what we do, chanting the holy name. It's inconceivable because Krishna is always inconceivable. He looks at us. We are the only, he's the only subject. We are the only, we are objects to his vision. And if he sees that we serve him by chanting and by spreading the holy name, wow, he will become so happy and he will make the impossible possible. Hare Krishna.